935 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on a Friday. We'll be talking with State Senate candidate Pete Ream here in just a few minutes. First, time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk with Tommy Davis. Hey, Tommy.
Good morning. Tommy Davis with McConnell Automotive, your automotive destination. I'm sitting here looking at some vehicles that just came in that we haven't even put out front yet. A 22 GMC Denali, a 22 Denali Duramax four-wheel drive, an AT4 that's lifted, 6.2 V8, a Jaguar under $30,000, low mileage, nice car. Other GMCs, I've got Toyota 4Runners, TRD off-roads, I've got Mercedes, I've got anything you're looking for. We got dump trucks, we got Teslas, we've got any make and model truck, Ford, Chevrolet, Dodge, diesel, gas. Come by and give us an opportunity to earn your business at McConnell Automotive.
Yeah, I mean, the selection's always been great, but Tommy, since you got there, it's really taken off. You just said it right there, everything from a Jaguar to those big old GMC trucks. If folks have another vehicle in mind and they're not sure whether you have it on the lot, can they just bring that to you and you'll help them find it?
Definitely. The whole team will help you with anything that you need automotive related.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you.
That is Tommy Davis. You'll find him and the whole McConnell crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65. And, of course, the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
It is 8:36 on Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. And we saw a press release this morning. It got our attention. We thought maybe we could talk to Pete Ream, just to call him up and see if he wants to talk about his campaigning in Pritchard.
Yeah, so Pete joins us, running for State Senate District 33, a seat that's long been held by his opponent, State Senator Vivian Figures, and Pete joins us this morning. Hey, good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dan. Dalton, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great.
And I guess you did have a meet and greet yesterday in Pritchard, but as Dan mentioned, a press release sent out that you were planning on holding an event in Africatown at the Shell Bayou Elks Lodge, and maybe a little bit of pressure from that. You had to move it. Kind of talk a little bit about what this week's been like.
Well, the first thing is our campaign from the beginning was to give the people of District 33 a real choice, a genuine candidate and a real choice, because District 33 hasn't had a choice at the ballot box in over 12 years. And so we think we've successfully done that, given them a choice. But when you give the folks, try to give them a choice, you got to also give them the opportunity to meet the candidate and examine all the candidates themselves so they can make an informed decision. And we've been campaigning across the district in every neighborhood and community just as hard as any other neighborhood or community. So we've been, working hard to have events in Pritchard, Spanish Fort, Africatown, 8 Mile, VIP, wherever it is, downtown. We've been having events wherever we can meet people, and we worked real hard in Pritchard and Africatown. And oddly enough, I don't know who it is or whatever, but there's folks who put pressure on the folks that were generous enough and open-minded enough to offer us or afford us opportunities to meet in their communities. I mean, we did have a very successful meet and greet in downtown Pritchard last night at the Black Wolf Coffee, Tea, and Treats at 229 South Wilson Avenue. Great little coffee shop. We were supposed to be somewhere else. We had to shift because we got a last-minute call. Said, we got a scheduling conflict. We can't accommodate you. Of course, when we went by there, they were closed. Whatever that was. And then we had a really big fish fry at the Elks, at the Shell Bayou Elks Lodge in Africatown, right there at 456 Africatown Boulevard. And we were going to do it this afternoon from 4 to 6. We had fish fry. We're going to rent a tents and tables to put outside because the Elks Lodge is closed and they need a new roof. So yeah, we were also making this a fundraiser for a roof. Well, sadly, somebody, I don't know who, they didn't tell me, put a lot of pressure on the Elks Lodge people, who we are very, very appreciative to the Elks Lodge people. They did not cancel it. They just called us and said they were getting a lot of pressure. And, look, I told the guy I appreciated him giving us the opportunity. And we weren't trying to cause him problems. And I said, look, we'll defer to you. If you think we should cancel it, it's better, because we don't want to cause you problems.
Right.
We'll do that. And he was very thankful, because I don't know what kind of pressure they were putting on him, but it, and from everything I was getting, it was pretty intense. And we're just really disappointed, because we were very much looking forward to meeting the people in Plateau and the surrounding area and hearing from them. And we're still looking for an alternate venue and time to do it, but mm-hmm. we're just very disappointed that they don't want to let the people hear from both sides.
Right.
That's why we're disappointed.
Got it.
And Pete, you know, this is, I don't know if I should be surprised, but I am, because this is something we've seen, you know, around the nation, pushback, canceling events, but it's not necessarily something I expected in a local race in Alabama, that there would be pushback to that extent. Is that something you've experienced out on the campaign trails? You just meet person to person and knock on those doors? Have you encountered any of that pushback just on the road?
No, actually not at all. We've had a very warm reception everywhere we've gone, every neighborhood we've gone, whether it's 8 Mile to Spanish Fort or Pritchard to DIP. We've had very warm receptions from everybody. We've had very good, candid conversations with everybody. We feel very good about it. It's only in the last week where we had some formal events that all of a sudden, you know, mysteriously there was scheduling conflicts or... Mm-hmm. You know, they put pressure on it. And it's just a shame, because, you know, we're not trying to force him to do anything. We're just trying to provide the opportunity. You want to meet the guy, you can meet him and ask him for yourself the questions and examine. I mean, it's what it's about, having a choice and being able to make an informed choice. And you only get to do that by meeting the candidate. And look, we even offered, I told him, I said, look, let's offer Senator Figures to come. We'll do the fish fry, and she can come, and me and her can stand out there and meet everybody in Plateau. I'm sure they'd be excited to meet her, too.
Mm-hmm. Pete, as you campaign in places like Africatown and Plateau, and what are the concerns? I would think there's a lot of people in those areas that are really, really tired of the crime as well, right? I mean, they're kind of hit the hardest, it seems, to the lowest rung of the pole. They're experiencing crime at a higher rate than most of us. Is that what you're hearing from them?
Well, actually, I mean, the crime is a problem sort of across the board with everybody. You know, Africatown, I think, has made some of their own progress on that, because when I've been out and talked to some of those people out there, it's more of the maintenance of the infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
right? Their ditches don't get cleaned. Their sidewalks don't get maintained. Their roads and curbs, everything's grown over. You know, so just the basic infrastructure of sidewalks, drainage, that doesn't get maintained. So it gives a lot of the unlived look. There's blight in there that makes it because there's some really nice homes, very well kept, and then somebody else's home where somebody died or there's heirs or whatever, the weird situation. Those are causing the people problem. Mm-hmm. Another problem there is the Mobile County Training School has been neglected for a long time. This is a historic Booker T. Washington school. This was once, you know, the pride of the black community in Africatown, was where blacks went to be educated. I mean, it was a great school, great heritage and lineage, and it's been neglected. It's time to bring that back. There's a lot of issues. And then they're working through trying to figure out the museum and the cemetery and the welcome center. And there's a lot of people working on it. I don't know that there's one single plan yet, but there is a lot of good things coming together. But that, you know, they need some help working with, not within so much, but with their neighbors and with the outside, with the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need somebody to come and listen to their ideas and their plans and work with them to get assistance from the state of Alabama where appropriate, because this is a real treasure and an incredible story.
Yeah, and I don't think it's, I think you well know, going into this race anyway, Pete, a pretty big underdog. I mean, you're taking on someone who's held that seat for a long, long time now, and while redistricting did change the equation a little bit with the number of Republicans in that district, for you, what I've noticed during your race is you're not really, it's not all about the R's or the D's. You're just trying to, from what I can tell, try to help these people out that are in the district.
Yeah. No, Dalton, that's exactly right. This is not about being right, not about being Democrat or Republican. It's about getting results. It's about doing the job and giving, meeting the people, hearing the people, and then advocating for them in Montgomery, all the citizens of South Alabama. And really, that's at the local level what people want. They don't want to fight this echo chamber wars that we hear out of Washington all the time, and you know, all these things where we just pit liberals against conservatives and Democrats against Republicans so that we won't talk to each other. This is about the issues that are right now on the streets facing us in our neighborhoods and that we can do something about here and in Montgomery. And the people just want to talk to somebody. They want their voices heard. So the fact that you show up in their neighborhoods and talk to them, they're very receptive. They're very appreciative. And you know what? They kind of get past all the, you know, nonsense of labels and all that. And that's why we have not focused on the labels at all. We're talking about applying to do a job, to be the representative that will hear the people, listen to the people, and take up their concerns and advocate for them in Montgomery. And that's for everybody across South Alabama. We need a champion for South Alabama, a champion for the port, a champion for Africatown, a champion for all. Because there's so many good things happening here. But it does take leadership, and it does take work to get it done, because, you know, Montgomery will ignore us if they can.
Pete, we appreciate your time. Everything very well stated, and we wish you the best as you continue to campaign. Of course, District 33, the lines have changed, I guess you would say, dramatically now. There's going to be Spanish Fort is now part of that. Other parts that were not part of District 33 have become that. So we wish you the best of luck as you continue the campaign.
Yeah, and your Facebook page, Ream for AL, Pete Ream for State Senate, I guess that's one of the best places for people to check out.
Yeah, check us out on Facebook, or you can go to reamforalabama.com. That's also our, but it's easier just to find us through Facebook and the website's linked there. But look, we're having a great time out here. We're meeting a lot of great people, making a lot of new, great new friends, and rekindling with old friends. We're having a great time. The district, all of this is working to good, and we appreciate the Lord is moving across the Bay of the Holy Spirit, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank y'all.
You got it. State Senate District 33, candidate Pete Ream on Mobile Mornings. Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. And coming up, we'll wrap Mobile Mornings for this week. It is Friday, after all. Turn up your voice, 251-343-0106. And a contentious moment in my house this morning. I didn't have to be there. I'll talk about it coming up.
It's on the way.